Online, and I've got a great video. I'm going to explain to you the pros and cons of having an online shop or a retail store sell your food product and why you may want to stop trying to pursue getting into retail. And I'm going to give you some really good reasons why right now. As I mentioned in the introduction, this video is going to be informative and to show you why you want to be online with your food product and maybe not in retail when you first start. And I'm going to give you some experience I've actually had being both in retail stores and now being online, and what the benefits are and how much power and control you actually could get over your own food product by being online. So let me break it down for you really quick. Back in when we first started our Italian bakery, a little bit over 12 years ago, we had a bakery, an Italian bakery here locally. My wife and I opened it from scratch. We did everything ourselves, and we had a good amount of success. We didn't have as much success as I personally wanted, but we did have some success. That gave me a great taste, though, no pun intended, great taste of how it was running a retail food operation of my own. Before that, I was over 25 years in food retail. I worked as a supervisor, started off as a bag boy. I worked for grocery stores. I worked for other retailers that have a Bullseye logo. I won't mention the name, but Bullseye logo. Worked for them for quite some time and was a supervisor for food retail. I also ran Starbucks. I was also a deli supervisor as well as a bakery supervisor. So I had all that experience on one side of the retail spectrum, working for a company but not really owning it, and experiencing what it's like to actually start one from scratch. Now, with that being said, fast forward 12 years later, we now operate 6 stores online. I've got 2 more in the works this year, and we also have over 40 plus items in Amazon's FBA program. Also on Etsy, on eBay, we are a 6-figure seller on Etsy. We have been on there for quite a few years. We've sold over $120,000 worth of products on Etsy. And again, I don't tell you these things to toot my own horn, but I do tell you these because you can actually do the exact same thing I did and give you a lot more power and control over your food products. And you could even sell more and sell them faster by simply being online. And I'm going to explain exactly why and how. Now, for you to start an online store, and I highly recommend you have a website, but don't count on a website, okay? Don't count on a website when you first start in order for you to think that you're going to sell products right out the gate. Not going to happen. It's just not. I actually created all the websites myself, taught myself how to design our website through Weebly as well as Shopify. And those stores went up the first right out of the gate. I started my own website and did it, and I got no traffic. I made no sales, to be 100% honest. Now, the second one that we went to was eBay. Now, the reason why I went to eBay is that I saw a lot of people selling pretty much everything under the sun. So we started to sell our food products when we had our bakery, our Italian bakery, a commercial kitchen, and we would fill the orders as we got them. We had a handful of cookies, some candies, other stuff, snacks and things. So we would get the order and we would fill it and ship it out immediately. And it was actually really exhilarating. It was very exciting, the first few orders that we got. But it was really interesting to see that my products were online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I controlled what we sold. I used the platform in order for me to get exposure for our products, but I didn't have to go through any hoops. I didn't have to get permission from a corporate buyer to bring it into a retail store. I didn't have to go through a food broker. I didn't have to go through a distributor. I didn't have none of that. I simply created the listing, put some pictures up, designed it, optimized it, and then just let it go do its thing. And it did it by itself, and it brought us orders. So little by little, we started to sell more and more, and it went from just like literally $20 or $50 a month, which is very small, to a few hundred and then a couple thousand. And then I realized, wow, this is something that's really interesting. You could put a product up online if you're making it, and you could fill an order and you could send it to a customer and you could do it over and over and over. Similar to the concept of a restaurant or cafe. Somebody comes into a restaurant or a cafe, sits down, orders a food product, a dish. You make it, you give it to them, they pay for it, and they leave. Same concept online with the how we operate a business now. You place an order, you buy it, you actually pay for it first, then we make the product fresh and we send it to you, and then you're done. There's no retail store. There's no waste. Our facility actually runs on almost zero waste because of the fact that we don't make anything until you order it, right? So I don't have to put up a whole bunch of cookies or pastries or breads or sandwiches, put them out in a case and hope somebody buys them in 2 days or even 48 hours later, I got to throw them away because they're made fresh and they don't have preservatives. And if you don't sell them, you don't get enough foot traffic, you're done. Okay? So here's what happens. You could start a store immediately. I could stop this video. I could go over to the computer. I could open up another store on eBay and I could have it up and running in like an hour. Okay? The same thing goes for you. You could start that immediately and get your products in front of millions of potential customers like that. Okay? What's the downside to go to retail? Well, you have to contact a buyer and you have to wait. And you either wait and wait or you contact another buyer and then you wait and wait. Target, Walmart, Publix, Kroger, Wagmans, whatever it is, whatever retailer you're trying to get into, it's not that easy to get your product in, right? The other drawback is that once you do, they're going to give you only a few stores. They're only going to give you a few spaces, a few inches of shelf space, by the way. Because in grocery stores, money is made based upon how efficiently they can use the floor, the space they have on the floor and on the shelves. And if you're a new product and you're not moving, they're going to get rid of you and they're going to bring in a product that's going to move. Now, you've obviously created the product. You've got it into some distribution of some kind, some distribution center or facility. They've shipped it to this retailer and now it's not moving. And I can tell you from my own experience from the retailers we worked with, they ended up having to ask us for a credit and we had to give back the money that they fronted for the product because it didn't sell. Does that sound like you're making a lot of money and does that sound like you're getting a lot of exposure? No. Okay. The drawback to having it at retail also is you're counting on foot traffic. How many people are coming in that specific location every week with the idea and the of purchasing your product? Probably very few. The competition on the store shelf is pretty intense. So out of, let's say, 1,000 people that walk down the aisle and see your product, how many of those people are actually going to look at your product? And then how many of those people are actually going to buy your food product? It's very slim, okay? I can take a picture of a product that we make, put it on multiple stores online, and have it in front of millions of people, and I could sell it, make the product, and ship it, okay? I'll also get into how you can get fulfillment centers. You can get fulfillment centers to fill those orders for you. But my point is, foot traffic doesn't dictate sales. It doesn't. Because foot traffic doesn't always mean that you're going to sell anything. And then when a customer sees it, then they're going to have like 5 or 6 choices. And then it's going to be dependent upon a brand they already know. Okay? So you've put out all of this effort and energy. You made your product and it's sitting on the shelf and it's not selling. Well, here's another few pointers. Control your listings. So as I mentioned in the beginning, I can create a listing on, let's say, Etsy, eBay, Amazon, Bonanza, my own website, anywhere I wish to sell it. And that is there permanently, 24 hours a day in front of millions of faces that could potentially buy my product. And the chances are that you're probably going to sell more online than you would in a retail location. Because these grocery stores, by the way, these retailers are not going to give you the entire chain when they start. They're going to give you just a few if you're lucky. And let's say you've got 5 stores. Out of that 5 stores every week, let's say there's about 200,000 people that come in those stores out of those 5. And again, it goes down to the odds of you actually selling your product. Slim, right? And it sits there, and then it doesn't sell. And if the numbers aren't there, the retailers should get rid of you. That's how the reality is of how it works. Online, the sky is the limit, literally. And I'm not trying to make some silly little motivational speech about this, but it's a fact. If you're willing to put time in with your social media and you promote these products that you have online, you are limitless based on how much effort and energy you want to put into this business. And it pays much more being online, much more better than it would be in retail stores because they're not promoting specifically your product. They're going to promote their stores and hope that those customers, again, back to what I said, those customers that walk in the store see it and buy it. You could specifically promote it online and you could actually run specific Facebook ads and find those people who like products like yours and put it right in front of their face for like $20. I've got a ton of videos I did about this. We did several experiments on Facebook where we ran $30 ads and it generated like over $1,000 worth of business. Okay. The stores, by the way, they're not going to promote your specific product. If Kroger picks it up, Wegmans, whoever it is, or Publix, and it's on the store shelves, they're not going to spend advertising dollars specifically for your brand new product. It ain't going to happen. Fulfillment centers. So here is your retail location online, your online retailer. okay? You can send it, and it's up to you. Amazon, of course, has FBA. That's fine. There are other facilities across the country that fulfill orders for you. You could send out 20 cases of your salsa to a fulfillment center selling it on Amazon, eBay, and Etsy, or wherever it may be, and you could fulfill those orders by utilizing a fulfillment center. Did you know that? Those are facilities and warehouses that will pull the product off, put it in the box, and you tell them where to ship it when you get it sold. That is your online retailer and your fulfillment center, okay? Now, Amazon FBA is one of the biggest, obviously. We have over 40 products of our own in Amazon FBA, and they fulfill the order when it gets sold. So the product sits on the shelf, but it sits also in front of like 40 million people or more that actually come through Amazon looking for food products. You're not going to get 40 million at a retail store, I can tell you right now. So open as many as you like. Again, you can have as much online presence because you dictate where it is, where it goes, and where you list it. So if you don't do that, the other side is to rely upon, a food broker, okay? They're going to find out where they can send your product, if they can even get it into stores. And by the way, food brokers normally work with money up front. That's money that you're fronting for somebody to do something that it still does not have your food product on the shelf. And it could be months before that happens. Online, again, I can turn this video off. I can open up a store in less than an hour and have products in front of people ready to roll in about an hour. I mean, you tell me, would you rather spend a lot of money trying to secure some guy or some woman or some man to go out and promote your product and spend months doing it and then eventually get it in a store? That's not a guarantee. That's a lot of money up front wasted. So online, you can get there faster and you have more control over what you're doing and what you're selling. So you can introduce as many as you want, and you're open 24/7, as I mentioned before. This is what's so great. My wife and I occasionally will take trips or a vacation. I can have my stores on autopilot, and they're selling products when I'm not even in my facility. And when I get back, I literally can produce those products or fulfill them or what have you and get those products out. Okay. So if you're not in the business of actually making products to order, that's fine. That's where you go to the fulfillment side. You can send products, you make it in advance, you send it to a fulfillment center, and they fulfill the orders for you. And you could be either growing your business or starting another business or traveling or spending time with your family or whatever it may be. So the retail side, not always a good idea. Not in this day and age, I'm going to tell you. You can get up and running online and make much more money faster than you would trying to get all of these ducks in a row and getting all of these players on board, the corporate buyer, to get your packaging in front of someone who's going to buy it, the food broker who's working on your behalf. And if you don't have those, then you're the one that's doing all the phone calls, emails. Hey, can I send you a sample? Can I get in your store? Can I please? Nonsense. I'm going to tell you at the end of the day, this is for startups nowadays, is antiquated and it's outdated. Can you use that and can you get some lucky breaks and lucky chances and make a fortune? Yeah, you potentially could. Don't get me wrong. Retail's not all bad. But if you're looking to do this faster and quicker and get yourself in front of millions of people, online is a no-brainer. So that is some tips and tricks. I can sit here and go on more and more, but I'll keep it short and sweet as I always do. And if the video was helpful as always, please give me a big like. If you have a question about how this wonderful stuff works, let me know down below and I'll get to it as soon as I can possibly can. I'll see you guys in the next video. Thanks.